Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle B.
For those who have not met me, I am Father Emmanuel, one of the new priests here with Father Xavier, the director and pastor. It's going to be scary. He already gave away my homily. He already said, the message is that we're on the way and we're called to listen to Jesus. So that's the first thing that we notice in the gospel today, is the disciples that are on the way with Jesus. And it's interesting to note, because the church, that was the first name for Christians. Those on the way. On the way is the name. And so today, our church, the Catholic Church, is called a pilgrim church, a church on the way. So the Catholic community here at Stanford should see ourselves on the way. We're on a journey somewhere. What does that journey look like? Well, as we get ready to start the new year, it's obvious that you hear this excitement. The freshmen are arriving. Everyone is caring. They're ready for this journey to start. Just like that journeys in life, there's excitement and a little apprehension and sometimes a little confusion, chaos from the journeys. So we see from the academic year, the journey is about to begin. And this year, the Catholic community at Stanford is taking a new step in faith. So I want to share a little bit on that today as well, of what's happening this year in our journey in faith. This is the same thing that Jesus did with his disciples. As they're walking along the way, Jesus gets them talking. Another technique to pay attention to Jesus. He's always asking questions of people. Even if someone asks a question of Jesus, he usually responds, not, here's the answer. He responds with more questions. He doesn't do Q&As, he does Q and Qs. Raise questions, get people talking. Who do people say that I am? And he hears, they respond exactly what you expect in their cultural context, in that Jewish context. Oh, he must be one of the prophets. Or John the Baptist. From their context, who does he say I am? In our context, here at Stanford and Silicon Valley, if you ask people, who do you think God is? Be a good question. I actually went to Google, and one of the executives gave me a list of how people Google God. Who is God? And he said, it's interesting. You see all the different regions of the world. Here's how people think they understand God. If we ask that question of people around us, who would they say? Might think a lot of people, I came from a scientific engineering background, a lot of people have this idea, God created the world and just kind of designed it and left it there now. A deism that's kind of impersonal. One conception. Or God is everywhere, and so there's not too much difference. Everything is God. Or what are some other conceptions of God? Ask questions, though. Well, how do people see God? It's interesting. I actually agree with the atheists a lot, their conception of God. I don't believe that God. The God maybe that created everything and left all these problems in the world, or God some strict judge. I don't believe in that God. I'm actually more like the atheist then. I don't believe in that God either. But who is God? Jesus got his disciples talking, and it's our turn to get others talking, asking those questions. But I can imagine as they were walking along and Jesus got them talking, who do people say that I am? And started hearing what's going on. All of a sudden, I can imagine he stopped. And as they're walking along, Jesus stops and they stop. He said, but who do you say that I am? Maybe in the midst of that journey, a pause. Who do you say that I am? A pause in that journey to go deeper. Jesus wants to know what they think, not just what everyone else is saying. What's the answer that they're hearing in their context? Who do you say that I am? In the end, this is our journey of our Catholic community. This is the journey of our church. We hear Pope Francis wants everyone in the church to have a deeper encounter with Jesus. To come to know the reason why we have a church is to encounter Jesus and then to go out these doors and reach out to Jesus, bring Jesus and his healing power to others. That's Pope Francis, what he wants of the church. That's Father Xavier, what he wants of this Catholic community, that each of us, Father Xavier will probably say it, live Jesus in your heart and share him with others. Live, you'll hear that over and over. But it's not just to have a slogan. It's so that you can hear that answer to yourself. Who is Jesus to you? We've done studies, Pew studies, everything, studies of the Catholic Church, the Church, Christianity throughout the world, and people say only about 50% of Catholics that come to Mass, okay, so that's a certain percentage, but Catholics that come to Mass, only 50% know that they can have a personal relationship with God, that they can actually respond to that question, who is Jesus to you? In the end, we need to be able to respond to that question because that, in the church, is what makes us come alive. We're going to do our best at Stanford to make good programming, good homilies, good liturgy, good music. We'll be signing up everything. We'll do our best. But it's not as entertaining. The homilies are not as good as good storytelling. The music is not as good if you go to a concert. This is not about being entertained. This is about encountering Jesus when you come to church. If you've grown up Catholic, maybe if you're a freshman and your parents are taking you, they're hoping you'll keep coming to church. Keep coming to your children. And that's the way we grow up. You learn some rituals. But in the end, you have to make this faith your own. You have to know Jesus to be able to respond. Who is Jesus to you? Without that, the church really is a bunch of rituals. But on the other side, those rituals is a journey, is the journey that we can encounter Jesus. This year, we're making a commitment to enliven our encounter with Jesus, to take that journey serious, to really ask those questions personally. And it takes a lot of work to slow down, especially as Catholics, you know, when we start Mass, we say, well, let's introduce ourselves to our neighbors there. And we're trying to break open the conversation, but it's hard to get talking in a meaningful way. You might say, oh, my name is Father Emmanuel. And okay, that's it. I did my work. We need to make time to talk to people, to ask what's going on in their life. And so they can find Jesus in the midst of their life. We share that one to another. We need others. I think of it like a chemistry experiment. Chemistry, you can put two agents together, but they won't fuse together unless you have a catalyst. We need community to encounter Jesus. And others, other people in the community, is that catalyst. Jesus is present to you. Jesus is present in the Mass, in the readings that we have, in the ministers, here at the altar, and your neighbor. Jesus is present here. Jesus is present in your heart already, and you are present to him. But like those two agents, they're not fused together unless you have a catalyst. That catalyst is someone else helping you recognize Jesus' presence with you. We're going to start a program this year. The entire staff of the Catholic community, student leaders, went and trained how to share that presence of Jesus with others, help others address those questions. Who is Jesus in your life? And we had a week, an experience, and several undergraduate students told me at the end, one of the last nights we were praying, the students, and these are, you know, regular church-going students and lifelong Catholics, said, Jesus is present here. I've witnessed Jesus. He's here. Staff members said, my life is changing because of this encounter. Someone else said, you know, Father Xavier, you always say, have the joy of the gospel and share that with others. You can't tell us to have the joy. We have to experience it ourselves. And now I've experienced it. We can't make you encounter Jesus. We can invite you, help you be that catalyst, one to another, be the catalyst. So we're having this program. It was called Evangelical Catholics. And we pointed out many Catholics, when they hear evangelical, that sounds strange to us. But that is what it is, to share that encounter with Jesus, to share the good news, the gospel, to share that good news with others, that when you encounter Jesus, it transforms your life. You will be filled with joy. To share that is evangelizing. So we're making this commitment. We're going to start out small. 6 student leaders, we're going to form small groups, and we're going to start a small pilot program. And we went and trained. Well, they're Stanford students. Do you think they're going to start small? They said, no, we want to start a big program. Next week, we're going to roll out so undergraduates can sign up for the program. So you're going to hear about that next week. Students will be inviting others. They'll form small group. But once again, this is just the beginning. At Lent, it's going to get bigger. Have other students trained to lead these small groups. Groups to encounter Jesus, to share scripture, to pray together, to encourage each other. And then by next year, the vision is that it's for the entire community, right? Father Xavier wants this to be for everyone, that all of us take that journey. But we don't have to wait till next year. We need that encounter with Jesus today. At Mass today, we want to encounter Jesus. We need others. And it'll be nice that we have this intentional program. It'll be structured to be accountable, walking with each other. But I can tell you from my experience, when I went to graduate school, I didn't have that encounter with Jesus. I grew up in a Catholic family, and I knew what I should do, but I didn't have the power to do it myself. But in our Catholic community, I made some friends and even just acquaintances, people that weren't quite so close, but we shared some common connection together. And we started meeting regularly, shared maybe a little scripture or something inspiring, but then mostly talked about what was going on in our lives. And you know, with those friends helping me walk in my faith and what was important to me, it helped me. And it sounds so obvious now when I share the story. I was just walking through campus and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do finally in grad school. And I started thinking about the possibilities, what I want to do, what's important. And I saw one of my friends, Tim, from that group. And I said, oh, Tim, pray for me. My advisor wants to know what I'm going to do. And I'm ready to make my decision right now. He said, well, this is a good time to pray about it, isn't it? Sounds so obvious. But in the midst of your life, to pray about it. So I stopped and prayed. Found a quiet place on campus. And thought about what I was going to do. And in the midst of that prayer, thinking about what was happening in my life, I encountered Jesus, a peace in the center of my life, a deeper connection. You can hear more about the story, how it changed my life. But knowing that peace, it gave me great, it just changed my life and filled with joy. Jesus is present there to us. We just need that friend encouraging us to pray, that friend that is okay, that community of others around us to encourage us. As we roll out this program this year, next week we'll have sign-up cards for undergraduates, really focusing on freshmen and undergraduates. On the back of that, Father Xavier's composing a prayer that all of us join in praying for the student leaders, praying for those who will sign up to be in small groups, but also praying for us as a community. Today, when you walk out of Mass, we'll have a chance to greet people coming out. This is a chance to share what's important in your life with others. Let us start addressing that question, who is Jesus to you? And share what's happening in your life with others.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.